Would you pray with me? Father, we praise you. We glorify you as our God and our Savior. We pray that during this time you would reveal your Son, Jesus Christ, through the reading and the proclamation of your word, that we could remember him in a manner that is fitting and due to him. So, Lord, we pray for your grace towards that end, and we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. As we come to our time around the Lord's table today, please turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5. As you're doing that, think about the anguish of Jesus as he was preparing for the cross. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried out to the Father, and he said, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me." Later, he was praying so fervently that his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. This gives us a right perspective on the burden that Jesus endured at the cross. It's very helpful as we read Hebrews chapter 5. Follow along with me as I read verses 5 through 7. "In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayer and supplication with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his piety. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became to all who obey him the source of eternal salvation." There are two things about Jesus in this passage that will help us remember him this morning. There is his obedience, and there is his perfection. We see the obedience of Jesus in verse 8. Jesus learned obedience from the things that he suffered. Notice that obedience is something that Jesus learned. The learning that is in view here is the gaining of an experience through a use or a practice. And what Jesus gained in experience was the living out of his role as the suffering servant in God's design for salvation. Before the cross, Jesus only experienced with the Father one is perfect unity and intimacy with the Father. But because at the cross he bore the sin of every saint who would believe in him, Jesus became responsible for experiencing personally the Father's judgment against that sin. Think for a minute about the difficulty and the challenge of that. Jesus was hanging on a cross. He was hanging on a cross before wicked Jewish leadership that was scoffing him and mocking him. He was half naked. On top of that, he was experiencing the pain of the crucifixion itself. His lungs began to fill with fluid, and his breathing became short and weak. And after all of that, he began to endure the righteous judgment of an infinitely holy, infinitely powerful, but infinitely offended God. God was offended by our sin. And Jesus obediently entrusted himself to that God, the Father, as he waited for the Father to finish pouring out all of his wrath against every sin that was committed by every saint who had trusted in Jesus through all of human history. That was the obedience of Christ. That was the patient obedience of Christ. We see the outcome of that obedience in verse 9, and that is that Jesus was made perfect. This doesn't point to any imperfection on Jesus' part. Instead, what this speaks of is something that is brought to its proposed end. And the end that Jesus was brought to was the end that God intended for him in his salvation design, and that is that he would be to all who obey him the source of salvation. The idea here in the source of salvation is that Jesus would be the origin or the cause of our salvation. It would be the cause of our salvation because it is only in Jesus that we find the righteousness that we need to be in a relationship with the Father. If you're here today and you have trusted Jesus as the source of the righteousness that you need for a relationship with a holy God, and the evidence of that is that it is the greatest desire of yours to obey him and to follow him, please join us in taking the elements today as they come to you. Ponder the obedience of Jesus and ponder the perfection of Jesus as he patiently endured all of the Father's wrath against you. When you're ready, take the elements on your own. But if you're here today as a follower of Christ and you know that there is sin in your life that you have not dealt with before the Lord, you have not confessed it, you have not repented from it, you have not forsaken it, do that before you take the elements. Scripture warns us against taking the elements in an unworthy manner. If you're here today and you are not a follower of Christ, by your own admission, Jesus is not for you the source of salvation. You believe in some other means of salvation. Know this, that this is an opportunity for you to consider Christ and who he truly is and his claim as the one who is the source of salvation to everyone who believes. Any one of the elders would love to talk to you after the service. I would be available as well. Talk with the person who brought you or the person next to you, but just take the elements and pass them by, because this is a time for believers who follow Christ to remember what he has done for them. So men, come and serve us. When you've received, take the elements on your own.